The Hidden Node for August the 13th, Dog Days of Podcasting, 2014, episode 14. Hey, everybody. So, it was a pretty light day today. Did the pool work, did the writing work. Did a lot of words. I don't know exactly how many, but I know I made a pretty good dent into today's chapter, so yay, continuing to work on a project. So, let's get right to the topic, then. Today's title of the post is listed as Pulling Inward. So, the description I wrote when I first wrote this, the themes for the list, has me suggesting to talk about Team Fortress, online communities and things like that. Well, I already did the Team Fortress part of that, I think, in FPS a little bit, so I'm not going to reiterate that too much, except to say that those were probably the only communities I, connected with first. The ones where I actually hung around, talked to people on a regular basis, kind of got to know people, not really. Must not have been too heavy an impact, because I probably couldn't tell you any of the names of the people I talked to back then. You know, you're hanging around on a server for an hour or two, and then you're kind of done. And maybe come back one or two times, but eventually you move on. Never really was part of a community when I first got into first-person shooters in terms of joining a server community. I had seen plenty of them. I'd watched clans and guilds and all that other fun stuff form over the years, so it was something always on the periphery? Yeah, words. But never something back then that I took part in. That is until I started looking at MMOs a little bit. So, the truth is, MMOs really are the successor to the MUDs and MUSHs of yesteryears. So, I remember some of the first people I saw my brothers playing with regularly outside the MUDs were, clans and whatnot. In fact, my brother Lyle, my oldest brother, he probably joined more guilds than I even heard of back then. So, again, it was something on the kind of side of my memory, but never something I was a part of. Until The Sims Online. The Sims Online was interesting to me, but kind of a flop. If you've never played it, The Sims Online, or EA Land as it was a later node, was kind of a watered-down version of The Sims experience. Basically, the main failing point to The Sims Online was that it wasn't like The Sims. It was basically a chat room where you spent the entire time moving your character back and forth, greening, or basically refilling the little character's needs. You didn't really work on a house, you didn't really, make a place or be part of a community in what you would expect from what The Sims 1 was. Instead, you had this kind of, we're just going to chat, and you're just going to make, 1,000 jars of jelly and sell those to make money so you can buy fake furniture for a house that you typically don't ever go to because you spend all the time at the money-making houses. It was a cycle. But there was people there that I started talking to a lot, started chatting with a lot. Now, where I was at this point in my life, this is actually kind of rewinding a little bit. The spark of when I started playing The Sims Online, and just to make sure I know I have the timetable right, I'm going to look online to remember exactly when that came out, which I think I did earlier in the series, but yeah. Okay, right. So, Sims Online comes out second half of 2002. So by this time, it's post-college. I'm starting to hang out with friends, but I'm also starting to spark this interest in just these kind of online games and meeting people and talking to people and getting to know them better. And Sims Online, I think, was one of the early catalysts for that to happen. I'm trying to remember if there was any other game like that online at the time that really stood out, and I can't really. It seems like I can't really think of any off the top of my head. You know, I think I spent most of my time, you know, first person shooter playing, or, you know, playing that for the most part. So playing that game was definitely a catalyst for a few years down the line playing Second Life. Now, I have a lot to talk to about Second Life. I have an entire episode devoted to that. You'll understand why when I get to that episode. Let's just say, of all the video games I've ever played, Second Life is probably the most important video game I've ever played in my life. And again, I know that's kind of build up, but trust me, the hype's worth it. I have good stories to share there. But basically, starting to play Sims Online, starting to hang out in online chat rooms more. I think I actually did a little bit of, like, play-by-post role-playing a little bit then. Not a whole lot, but, you know, basically role-playing through, message board forums. It's probably one of the reasons I never still don't like it to this day, because I don't never really had a whole lot of fun with it. But this was kind of the spark of me focusing more on virtual community rather than physical community. You know, up to that point, the gaming I had done was, at least the communication and gaming I had done, had been with people I was playing with locally. You know, by that time, yeah, I'd been spending, you know, time playing other games and other online things, but never really heavily communicated. Sims Online changed that. And I'm really happy about that. Because of where it led me. Anything else I want to talk about this one that doesn't kind of override other stuff? Not particularly. There's a lot of stuff more to this, but it ties heavily into the next episode. The next episode, I'm going to start talking about a first-person shooter by the name of The Specialist, which, well, when I talk about online community, The Specialist was the first one that really formed around kind of action game that I was a part of. And, well, I'm going to wait for it tomorrow. Trust me, there's a lot of history that's kind of going through my head for what to talk about when it comes to The Specialist. I know some of the first times I shared my writing with people online was within that game. And some of the people I've met in that game, I still talk to today. On a daily, if not weekly, basis. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot to talk about tomorrow. So I'm going to call this one a little bit early for this series. So, I will see you tomorrow as we kind of march our way towards the weekend. Bye-bye.